I'm Kim Masters, and this is The Hollywood Breakdown. Joining me is Matt Bellany of The Hollywood Reporter. And Matt, rolling into the theaters this weekend is Fantastic Beasts and Where to Find Them, which is the spinoff of Harry Potter World. This obviously is probably going to be a very large opening. And for Warner Brothers, which has had its definite downs and some ups, they are really counting on this to be a big shot of success, especially as they're in the middle of this AT&T merger of their parent company, Time Warner.
Right. I mean, they took the very strange and bold move of announcing that this series would be five separate films before the first one opened in theaters. They were that confident that this was going to be a new franchise. And by all accounts, it looks like it's going to be. They've done a really nice job on the marketing of this film because, you know, it's not a Harry Potter film. The Harry Potter actors are not in this. It's an entirely new set of characters. It's set in New York, not in England. And yet they've managed to make people excited about this as if it were Harry Potter-esque. And it's got the look and the feel and the music and the, you know, everything that you associate with Harry Potter, except for the actors.
Yeah, I mean, Eddie Redmayne plays this main character, Newt Scamander. I think I'm saying that right. I have no idea. A shy wizard who mistakenly unleashes a suitcase of magical creatures in 1920s New York City. Now, the thing that's, I think, probably the good news for Warner Brothers, you know, they've had their problems with DC Comics. The movies Batman versus Superman and Suicide Squad, which they have dated for years to come already, speaking of making a commitment to something that was just starting. They've done well, but they've been very expensive. Fans have not necessarily totally embraced them at all. And, you know, they haven't broken $1 billion on even Batman versus Superman, which is two iconic characters coming together. So it hasn't been such a smooth ride. But with these films, you're dealing with the same producer and the director, David Yates, who had made Harry Potter movies. This is the world that they know. This is not something they're trying to invent from scratch. They have experienced personnel on the team.
Right, and arguably the biggest star associated with the Harry Potter franchise is J.K. Rowling herself, the creator, and she wrote the screenplay for this film, and they have used that fact in the marketing. So, you know, if there's any message to telegraph to fans that makes them okay with this, it's, you know what, the author of the books that you love wrote the screenplay for this movie, and the screenplay is going to be available as a book the day the movie comes out, so people will be able to read it as well. And that's a big contrast from what Warner has experienced on the DC movies, which is a very kind of hodgepodge of different directors, different styles. They haven't had one overarching creative force guiding all the films like the Marvel Universe has with Kevin Feige. So for that reason, I think they probably are confident enough in this Harry Potter world that they believe they're going to be able to execute these five films in a way that fans not only accept but embrace.
That's Matt Bellany, executive editor of The Hollywood Reporter. He joins me this Monday at 2:30 on The Business. I'm Kim Masters, and this is The Hollywood